We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The end is near. I think we're seeing the end of an era. Their window is closing. I think he started his mortality. He understands no Le'Veon Bell. Ben has teetered on retirement for the last couple of years. They have no defense. They can't stop anybody. They have to win a shootout. Ben's holding on to the ball. And when he does that, turnovers come, sacks come, and eventually concussions come.
That's a former Raven, pessimistic on your Steelers. Bart Scott this morning on Fox Sports says, you're seeing the beginning of the end. It's the end of an era. It's going to get worse before it gets better for the Steelers. We've got our insider, John Clayton, on the line. John, do you agree with Bart Scott?
Well, I mean, not necessarily. I think that you can see the signs that there is going to be a beginning of the end, but I don't know if things can get worse. That's where I probably disagree, because now you have the confusion with Le'Veon Bell now going to miss his third consecutive paycheck and miss his game. Then you've got the issues with Antonio Brown. He's right about the defense. The defense is not playing well at all. But again, I mean, you look at the start of this season. Can it get any other? Can it get worse? I mean, two starters on the offensive line that may or may not play. DeCastro being out. It's about as bad as it gets right now. So I can think it only gets better before it gets worse.
John, our own Ed Bouchette here posited that maybe Le'Veon Bell, because he looks a little bit heavier than normal in these TMZ pictures of him down in South Florida, might actually be considering sitting out the whole season because, as Ed puts it, he doesn't think the Steelers would then try to franchise tag him again and he would just hit the open market. Does that strike you as pretty possible?
Well, I think the contract tolls, so if I'm not mistaken on this, I mean, he would be franchised again if the team elects to keep the franchise tag on him. I think that's a technicality that has never been explored, and my guess is he would probably file a grievance. But remember, if you can't advance yourself, like the six games at the end of the year to get to free agency, then you lose that year of free agency, and technically the contract is tolled. Now, again, because this has never been challenged like that, maybe there is some kind of a case that he can make, but the problem is, I mean, he's in the same position next year as he would be this year if he doesn't play six games. So I still think he comes back in for six, because there's no advantage to this. All he can do is lose. But what you start to wonder about, and I don't know if this is a fair opinion or not, he's worried about the Ryan Shazier injury. He's worried about next year's free agency. Is he losing interest in the game of football? I start to wonder about that.
Now, he had a big rap party this week, so he seems to be concentrated on at least his hobby or his second career. Interesting stuff there,
yeah,
John.
By the way, wasn't he jet skiing last week down in Miami or someplace?
He was. Not a good idea when your football future is kind of in limbo, when you don't have guaranteed money to participate in water sports. You don't strike me as a water sport guy, John, but who knows?
When you grow up on the Mon in Braddock, I mean, particularly back then, it's like, I don't think you're going to be going out in the water too much. Yeah. It was too dangerous.
Fair enough.
It eats away at the bottom of the boat.
Yeah.
The way I used to say it to Jim Tomsulo, who lived in Homestead,
yeah,
every time that he flushed his commode, I got the residue down in Braddock.
Oh, boy. That's not a great visual.
No.
How about Antonio Brown, John? You've seen a lot of wide receivers who act like this, whether it's Terrell Owens or Chad Johnson, and now we're dealing with Antonio Brown here in Pittsburgh. From afar, from 30,000 feet up, what's your take on the distraction he's creating here with this team?
It's not as big as the distraction as Le'Veon Bell, so I think you just put it aside. I think that what you do with Antonio, because again, he's so good and so talented, and I think he's been the best receiver in football the last 4 years, is that you say, okay, you have two or three things that he's going to do during the course of the year that's going to irritate you, but you put up with it. Now, again, what you don't want to have is a distraction to a point where it brings players down on the team, and him, getting into a little spat with a former PR guy and then, tweeting out something like that. I put that in the minor thing. Missing Monday practice, okay, not good. Probably should get a fine, not any kind of suspension. But I think what you do with Antonio, knowing how emotional he is and all that, is you give him like three strikes. So this would be strike one. He could have two more strikes. Just go keep catching the ball.
Our NFL insider John Clayton joining us, as he does every Friday at 4 o'clock during football season, here on the PM team. John, I moved to the AFC North that doesn't concern the Steelers, at least immediately so. The Cleveland Browns, what was your impression of Baker Mayfield, as impressed as everybody else seemed to be last night?
Yeah, but again, I think there's a caution on trying to put him in as a starter because, you know, what you saw was – because, again, it was so Cleveland Brownish in the sense that here they were. This, I think, because this is like the first time probably in 3 years I predicted them to win. Not that I make predictions, but somebody asked me about it, and I predicted they would win. And here's my rationale. Here they got Sam Darnold, who basically has, you know, he's 20 years old. He's the youngest starting quarterback since the merger, and he's had to play 3 games in 11 days. And I thought the third game would even be more of a disaster, and it turned out to be. He did not look good, and naturally, because he has no preparation time, no time to get any reps. And he's going against a Greg Williams type of defense that's going to cause him confusion and problems. So I had the Browns, you know, with a chance to win, and then, you know, Tyrod Taylor comes out and he lays an egg in the first half. He was horrible. And then, unfortunately, he gets the concussion, unfortunately for him, and that's his third concussion in a year. And so here comes Baker Mayfield with no scouting report on him, just catching all the Jets off guard, and I think that he worked it pretty well. Now, I think I like what I see in his personality. I like what I see as far how he leads the team, and I think he's going to be a pretty good quarterback. But it still wouldn't surprise me if indeed Taylor's healthy, they stay with him for a couple more weeks and then make the transition. But because, again, now you're going to have a little bit of a scouting report that might be able to hold back Baker Mayfield almost the same way as you can see on Sam Darnold.
There might be riots if you end up being correct about that Tyrod Taylor. That might be a riot inducer in Northeast Ohio. But I'll say this much.
By the way, what do you think of the Brown fans singing "We Are the Champions"? Are you kidding me?
as a guy whose mom
Free
grew
beer,
up like
John.
Right downtown in Cleveland, I'm a little embarrassed about it, I'll be honest.
Yeah, it's like they're singing "We Are the Champions" with one win since 2016.
But let me ask you this, John, in all seriousness. If you were buying stock in a team right now, would you buy Steelers stock or Brown stock?
I would buy Steelers stock. Because, again, it's still a better team. I mean, you look at the Browns. I mean, I look at them as a 5-win team. Sure, there's upside. I still think that they made the mistake at the quarterback position because I like Darnold more than I do Baker Mayfield. But I think both quarterbacks are going to be good. The only one that would have a chance to at least compare himself to Ben Roethlisberger, I think, would be Sam Darnold. And I'm not putting him in that plateau yet. He has to earn that. You know, I don't think Baker Mayfield can come close to being Ben Roethlisberger. And then you look overall and you see the other talent on the team. So my stock would be more on the Steelers than the Browns, but if you're looking for futures, then maybe 2 years from now, I might be looking more at the Browns.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, John, is if you had to take one of these two rosters, obviously knowing that they'll turn over, but for the next 5 years, the core building blocks, I look at Cleveland, and granted, I'm a Mayfield guy. I thought he should have been the number one pick. I love Garrett, and I love Denzel Ward, who kind of got panned when they took him because everyone thought Bradley Chubb was the guy. I like that roster's basic building blocks, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, no, and I think that Greg Williams is doing a good job. But see, here's where the problem's going to be, and I mean, you've seen it so many years watching it from just watching down the turnpike and seeing what happens, is that, you know, they'll still probably be a 5-win team at most, and then they'll probably end up firing Hugh Jackson, and then the new coach comes in and knocks out Greg Williams, which would be a mistake. And so all of a sudden, now you start spiraling down that path that Jim Haslin has taken that team with too many coaching changes too quickly. And so, you know, what I think there's a nice building block going. I do like John Dorsey as a general manager. I think he's doing a great job, but still, this is the Cleveland Browns. They find ways to make things worse. I mean, for example, you've seen the talent they've given away with no reason. I mean, again, there's reason for it, but they gave away Josh Gordon because he suffered a hamstring injury in a photo shoot. You know, they get Michael Kendrick and let him go, and he's a good player. He was on the verge of maybe beating out Jamie Collins at the linebacker spot, and he came out in Seattle and played well on Monday night, and so they let him go. And then, of course, they let the kicker that they drafted last year go, and so now are they going to be as good at the kicking position? Again, it's still the Browns. They still tend to pull back just when you think they're moving forward.
John, I've heard you say this in the past, so I'm going to bring it up to you because I thought a few years ago I heard you make this point, and I thought it was well said. Your backup quarterback rule, where if it's a good one, a guy goes in. If he plays 4 games, 2 will probably be good and 2 won't be good. And I just wonder if you think your kind of rule on backup quarterbacks is in play this Monday night with Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Steelers.
Yeah, and again, I wish I could claim it was mine, but it's a Ted Marchabrota rule. And what the theory is that if you have a very good backup quarterback, which Ryan Fitzpatrick is, he can come out and win you three straight games. But if you play him six, he'll lose you three games. And that's, I think, because, again, when you look at most backup quarterbacks, their records, if they're good, close to 500. If they're not good, then it tends to drop back a little bit. And, again, we're at one of the worst stretches for backup quarterbacks in the league. You know, very few quarterbacks are being developed. And once the 2005 class started to continue to evaporate, now things got worse. But Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, I think is going to start to cool down. I don't know if it's going to be this week, but in the next couple of weeks, because he can't play at this level. I mean, he 150 quarterback rating, 8 touchdown passes, 79% completion. Hey, he is good, but can he sustain that? I can't imagine.
John Clayton, he gives you everything from Braddock toilet water to
we got a Tom Sula in there, too.
We got a Tom Sula. So on Clayton Bingo, if you had Tom Sula, you hit this afternoon. Hey, John,
Thanks, John.
To talk to you again next Friday. Thank you.
All right, sounds good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.